in the clinic, and around 60 others. Like the one already arrived, coming.
Example. We have 5 coming, so 5 already.
5 coming. So similarly, we have to reprint our first canto.
That's what they're printing now.
Ah.
First and second canto.
First and second canto. So all the first canto.
Yes, 3 volumes.
3 volumes.
And 2 volumes for the second canto.
Then third, fourth, fifth, the tenth canto will be about 90 chapters.
90?
Yes. And we are accommodating how many chapters? About 6?
Depends on the length of the chapters. Sometimes 10, sometimes 6.
So on the average, if you take 8 chapters, then it comes to
8 points.
8 volumes. 8 volumes to the 10 times, then 11 times to 12 times to. So altogether, it will be 60 volumes. One book, 60 volumes, perhaps there is none in the world. One subject matter. So that I wish to contribute to the world with the cooperation of Diana. Yes. It will be required contribution to the world.
Already the first volume of the third canto and the first volume of the fourth canto, they're ready to be printed.
Yes.
I have them in Los Angeles.
So, now our Sanskrit editor is there, Padgumna.
Work will go much faster.
And if you are to finish it, then I can give daily one chapter. Yes.
Should be able to produce a volume at least every month.
Yes. The editors must be very experienced. Besides that, I think the Krishna book, smaller edition, that will have very soon another.
At least 10 million will print in Krishna from Pakistan.
And Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Macmillan Company, they are getting, and they are also printing yearly 50,000 or more than that. At least in Western countries, there is no such talk of Krishna consciousness. It is completely the professor, what is
next? Dinek?
Dinek?
Dinek.
He is there. He has given very good.
Yes.
At his case. And gradually it will be printed in other languages. German, French, Spanish, Denmark, Holland,
Danish,
and Danish, yes. And we are getting also Hindi layout from India. And that Hindi magazine also is printed. Gradually, other Indian languages. And Japanese and Chinese also.
Sign upon open delays on office in Los Angeles, then it will be very easy to work.
Yes.
Contracting for all the jobs.
The office has will remain there. You will find out that you have to contract with the federal office.
Their liaison officer there, he'll be able to, he'll correspond to Tokyo, he'll fix up estimates and confirmations. But it'll make the communication better.
There are many Japanese vegetarians? Are you going
to? It's became popular because we have a lot of problems with pollution. We have a lot of social problems like pollution, traffic jam. So people, in order to keep good health, vegetarian life is very good food.
Yes. Vegetarian food is very good. We can give you a vegetable menu, 300 items. 300. Simply grains, fruit, and butter, that's and sugar. You give us these four items, and we give you 300 items. Yes. There is a ceremony in India, Annakoot, Govardhan Puja. In that ceremony, in each and every temple, they prepare as many varieties as possible. Some of them prepare 3,000.
3,000?
Yes. They for weeks they prepare. And the competition is the more items the temple prepares, he becomes happy. And distribution. The fabric. Free of charge. It was a very nice system that nobody should remain hungry. That is, if there is any temple, in any neighborhood. In that neighborhood, nobody should remain hungry. The basic system is that in your house, the household shall see that even a lizard in the house is not hungry. He must also be given food. Even there is a snake. Nobody likes snakes. But a basic householder has to call the snake and give him food. He also may not remain hungry. This is it. And this thing should be explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that anything, wherever it is, on land, on the air, sky, within the water, everywhere, God's kingdom. And all living entities, they're God's sons. So everyone has got the right to take advantage of the Father's property. This is Bhagavad Communism. The communists are thinking in terms of their own country. But we, as devotees, we think in terms of all living entities, wherever he is, either in the sky, or in the land, or in the water. These things are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Everything, politics, sociology, religion, philosophy, science, astronomy, everything is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should not take this movement as a religious movement. It's not a religious movement. It is a movement for understanding, knowledge. Veda, Veda means knowledge. So, religion according to English dictionary is a kind of faith. Faith you can change. You have faith today in something. Tomorrow you may change. So, this is knowledge. Any human being must be interested in the advancement of knowledge. So you are waiting to start. Veda means knowledge. So every human being should be interested for advancement of knowledge. So our movement is not a religious movement. It is a movement for advancement of knowledge. And this knowledge for consciousness, of Krishna consciousness, is especially meant for the human body. Because knowledge cannot be given to animals. I cannot speak to the other animals about knowledge, because they are imperfect. Their body is imperfect. They are not suitable for receiving knowledge. Only elementary knowledge for maintaining this body, they are not. Where to secure food, where to sleep, how to have sexual intercourse, and how to defend. These knowledge are there in animals. So, human being requires higher knowledge. That is special philosophy, gift by God, by nature, whatever it is. So we should utilize this human body for furtherance of knowledge. The first important knowledge is that we should know that there is life after death. That is the basic thing to learn. Unfortunately, at the present moment, in no university there is any department of knowledge that this education is given, that there is life after death. I am traveling all over the world. There is no such department. They are completely evaded or set aside because they cannot make any solution for that thing. I stopped with one Mr. Kotovsky, a Russian professor in Moscow. I was in Moscow. He said, Swamiji, there is no life after death. He is a big professor and his knowledge is so imperfect that he says that there is no life after death. That is the one position that you have. Those who are teachers, they are with imperfect knowledge. The teachers in the university, they are with imperfect knowledge. Now, life after death in the Bhagavad Gita, it is very easily explained. That this life is a child has next life, boyhood. The boy has next life as youthhood. The youthhood has next life, old age. So why not the old age next life? If we are passing through so many stages of life from birth, or from the womb of the mother. But what is the reason that one does not believe there is no life after death? Can you say any one of them? What is the reason? How you remember your boyhood body? I remember my youthful body. So that body is no longer existing, but I am existing. I remember my childhood body, my babyhood body also I remember particularly. When I was about 6 months old, I still remember very vividly. I was lying down on the lap of my eldest sister and she was knitting. I remember this face. Yes? 6 months. I remember when I was only about 1 year old, there was a great samkirtan in our house. And I also joined the dancing party. And I was still up to their knees, very small. I remember those days. And then after that, I was a boy, I was very much fond of cycling, so many things, yes. So many dangers, so many adventures. Now I am old man. So all those different stages of body, I remember. But these bodies are not existing. So, similarly, I remember or forget. But I was in different types of bodies, that's a fact. Similarly, after living this body, I will have another body. That is better of conclusion. What is difficult? Why I shall conclude that after end of this body, there will be nobody? Why I shall conclude that? I have got experience that I have passed through so many different forms of body. But I am existing. All these bodies are not existing. Similarly, in my past life, I must have had another body. But that is the law of nature we get from the Book of Knowledge, that a living entity is injected through the father's stamina, through the mother's womb, and that living entity develops a certain type of body. The mother supplies the ingredients. So according to the mother's body, the body is prepared. And when it is mature to come out, it comes out. This is very important part of knowledge, that there is no educational system to understand this important part of knowledge. So we are distributing not a system of religion, but a very important department of knowledge, which human society requires to understand. I don't say that it is a system of religion or faith. No. It is an important department of knowledge. Krishna. Anything more you want? No, that's all.
I can go. Yes.
Thank you very much for your time.